Welcome to the Franciscan Moment Podcast. We are sponsored by the Franciscan Sisters of Christian Charity, and I am Sister Elena Gonzalez. Our special guest today is Sister Mary Ann Tooby, who is the local director of St. Francis Convent, Manitowoc, Wisconsin. Previous to the mission, Sister was a teacher, an excellent principal in various Catholic schools around our nation. But above all, Sister is a Franciscan Sister of Christian Charity for 25 years. So today we'll be talking to her about her Silver Jubilee. Sister Mary Ann, welcome to the Franciscan Moment Podcast.
Good morning, and thank you for allowing me to be with you today.
What does it mean to you to be a Silver Jubilarian?
I thought about your question, and there was a spirit of gratitude and a spirit of amazement. I'm grateful for these 25 years where I've had time to get to know the sisters, to get to know the community, to be in service to our church, and to be able to love the Lord our God. The amazement is all the wonderful things that I've been able to do and accomplish, and all of the wonderful sisters I've been able to live with.
Well, thank you, because we lived with each other before.
We did.
In Greenwood, Mississippi. All right. Well, thank you very much. How did you find our community?
Through a friend. Both of us were members of another community. My friend was working at Roncalli High School teaching Spanish, and when the bishop of the diocese where our community was located suggested that perhaps we needed to merge or join another community because our community was rather small and not growing, Sister approached the Franciscan Sisters of Christian Charity and asked if it would be possible for her to join and if another sister who she knew would be able to also join. Both of us had our interviews. We came up, we applied, and we were accepted, and that was 25 years ago.
Well, that's wonderful. We're glad we accepted you.
Thank you.
Yes. Weren't we in initial formation together?
Slightly,
right?
For a little bit of time, yes.
What were some Franciscan moments that you have enjoyed in the past 25 years as a Franciscan Sister Christian Charity?
The first thing that came to my mind was how happy I was to join the crowd that I joined. My friend and I became members of a group that was already there, two sisters, and they were younger. And we wondered how this was all going to come together. Two sisters who were members of another community who were older, and then two younger women. And to our amazement, we managed to pull it off. We got together, enjoyed each other's company. We were able to have fun together. We laughed a lot. We sang a lot. And I know some people were amazed because one of the members was in her 20s, one was in her 30s, I was in my 40s, and the other sister was in her 50s. So we were across four different decades.
That's the Holy Spirit working in there.
Definitely. Another great joy was the Founders Day program that we worked on together as a crowd that very first year that we were together. We had a good time practicing and performing, and we were all singers, and we heard we did a good job.
You did an excellent job because you sang during your Jubilee.
Yes, we
dinner.
Did.
That was pretty.
We used one of the songs that my friend Sister Frances had written, and that was our response to the Jubilee celebration that we were having. The song was titled Mother Odelia's Ode, and it all had to do with the history of the early history of the community. Some other moments that stand out in my mind are the Camp Franciscans that we had. I enjoyed bringing the girls in from the different places that I was working at. It was fun to see the sisters having a good time with the girls seeing us all laughing and enjoying each other. I love it when we all come together in the summer. It's good to see people who have been out on mission during the year. Okay. I think that probably the one thing that's always been my great joy is being able to teach. That's all I ever wanted to do. And then, of course, I was also administrator. And I think sometimes just living on mission, the laughter around the table, sharing the joys and sorrows that we had for the day, those are things that I remember and bring great joy to my life.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And could you go ahead and describe how your Jubilee was?
Oh, our Jubilee was wonderful. We celebrated the Silver Jubilee first at St. Francis. We had our in-house celebration back in May, and the sisters wrote all kinds of wonderful, beautiful, inspiring messages and expressing their gratitude. And then on the actual morning of the Jubilee celebration for the whole community, we had a lovely breakfast over at St. Francis Convent. The council decorated the table for Sister Paulus and myself, and they had purchased the flower called coxcomb. And instead of it being red, it was orange, and it was to represent the flames of the Spirit in our lives.
Is that your crowd name? Or
No, that was not our crowd name. Yeah. That was just what they wanted to have for us that morning.
That's beautiful.
It was. And then we came over to the Mother House, and we had the special liturgy at 10:30. And following that, we had dinner together downstairs in our cafeteria. And again, the table was decorated beautifully. Those of us that were celebrating ate with the administration, and we had a wonderful meal.
For our audience, the word administration is used for those sisters who are in charge of our community.
And then, of course, that's when our crowd gave our response by singing the song Mother Odelia's Ode. It was a chance to celebrate those 25 years here in this community and to reflect back on all the blessings, the graces that were received, and to realize how much the sisters love us and support us and help us.
Well, thank you very much for sharing about your Jubilee. We appreciate that, and we're glad to have you for 25 years and hopefully more.
Well, thank you, and I hope there are more years.
Yes, God bless.
God bless you, too.
Sister Marianne Tupi gave us a beautiful picture of 25 amazing religious years. The Lord called her many years ago to join the Franciscan Sisters of Christian Charity. May others who are searching for their vocation be open and willing to serve God and others, like Sister Marianne. And please check out our website at fscc-calledtobe.org. Peace and all good.